November 30, the Feast of St. Andrew. The Gospel is Matthew 4, 18-22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, both the Gospel and the reading, which is from Romans, speak to us about the importance of proclaiming the Word and hearing the Word and bringing it through faith into the heart so that it can transform us. Jesus speaks the Word, and there's something completely unusual here, because the common thing is that persons would seek the rabbi and ask the rabbi to become his disciple. In the case of Jesus, it's the other way around. He is the one who calls the disciples and tells them to follow him. Jesus is the initiator of the faith. We have been called by him. He can say, "You did not choose me, I chose you," but we still have to respond. And how these men responded. Now, see the contrast between their response and the many who would then follow because they wanted to see the miracles, or they were amazed with the exorcisms. And so Jesus was amazing to them, and they perhaps were seeking to learn things, but that doesn't mean that they're willing to change their lives or follow him, you see? How many times we want to be near the fire of love, which is Christ, and learn from him and maybe improve our lives, but that doesn't mean that we're willing to truly allow him to reign in our hearts and follow him in everything, totally. And this is the challenge of the gospel today, because Jesus came to establish a kingdom, not a university where you come and you learn what you want and then you go on. In a kingdom, we submit to the king and we obey him in everything. But he is the king of truth and love, so by doing so, we are transformed into love, into truth. We become one with him. And this is the calling. May the Lord bless us and give us that grace as these apostles to leave not only our way of life, our background, our past, even our families, to be willing to risk it all for the sake of Christ.